This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Very, very few people could do the job you people do. And I want to just let you know, I am so behind you. And I know maybe sometimes you haven't gotten the backing that you've wanted. And you're going to get so much backing. Maybe you're going to say, please don't give us so much backing. Mr. President, please, we don't need that much backing.
You guys know who this is. This guy needs no introduction. Mr. Tony Hawk, how you doing, man?
Good, thank you.
Now, you still have your radio show on Sirius, right? Where could people find that?
How can so much and so little be happening in that HBRC?
And now.
I used to hate mornings, like those cats on the coffee cups. But now I love them because of this show.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, the 4th of April.
Good morning.
How are you, humans?
Doing all right. How about you?
Good. Cool. Doing well.
All caught up.
All right.
Okay.
I want to talk about China, then.
Well, you often do.
Shall we do that?
Just walking in here. What's up with China?
China, here's the headline. China cracks down on funeral strippers.
Oh.
Now, those aren't words that you hear together very often.
No.
Funeral strippers.
Well, just raising spirits. People are bummed.
The country's Ministry of Culture announced late last month that it will be targeting a slew of rural provinces for their, quote, obscene and vulgar performances. And this is where it gets good. At weddings.
Oh.
And funerals.
Okay.
Like, why? I mean, it does go on to explain why, but you can't get your head around, why would there be strippers at a wedding? Why would there be strippers at a funeral?
Yeah, don't you get that done a night before or two nights before?
I would think so, sure.
Yeah.
As part of the new crackdown, a special hotline will be set up for the police.
Oh, it's very serious.
To report any funeral misdeeds, and they're actually paying for tips. It's monetary reimbursement for somebody that calls and says, hey, I'm at a funeral and there's a stripper here.
What kind of snitch
right?
does that? Come on. You're the worst of the worst.
Right? It's been a long time tradition in rural China for residents to hire strippers. Now, why? I want to ask you really for a real guess.
I would assume it would be to raise the spirits of the people that are sad about whoever they're there to mourn.
No, that would be, that's a better answer than why they do it.
Okay.
They do it to partake in a body performance at a funeral to attract a larger attendance of mourners. They want more people
no,
there.
Why?
The locals believe that a light turnout at funerals is a sign of dishonor to the dead. So if somebody's passed away.
Okay.
They want to get as many people there as possible. You don't even have to know them.
Right.
But as long as you're at the funeral, sign of respect.
Okay. So not respectful to have a small turnout, but fine and dandy to, and up to the stage Mercedes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, somehow that's the way it's going. Got Scantily clad women in sexy lingerie, revealing clothes, show off their bodies in front of an electronic screen. This is, I can't even get my head around, displaying a black and white headshot of the deceased.
Come on. I want to see this so bad now.
With text reading, we offer profound condolences for the death of this man. And are a modern, and then a modern part of the funeral in some rural areas in China. The crowd is all riled up.
Sure.
Roaring with laughter, whistling, applauding, and cursing.
Wow.
By the way,
and very respectful, all those things.
I double-checked this story with a whole bunch of different... Mm-hmm. It's everywhere.
It's real.
It's real, yeah.
Okay.
As the performers saunter into the audience to jiggle their breasts and rub men.
Okay.
That happens at a funeral.
Didn't need that part.
I mean,
we know what they do, but you said jiggle.
I did.
I hate it.
Okay, that's fine. It's not the first time that China has tried to crack down on this. In 2015, the Ministry of Culture announced a plan to rid the bizarre and increasingly popular striptease performance for corrupting the social atmosphere. It dates back to the 1990s, and they're just saying it was a tribute to people, and they just wanted to get more people at the funeral.
Yeah. I mean, the 90s were a hell of a time, right?
Right.
I can imagine.
It's craziness.
Yeah. Do you think people in these towns are like, oh, who's going to die? I want to see some action. Right?
It's been too long.
Right? I haven't seen a stripper in at least 3 weeks.
How old is he? 74? Come on, man.
Come on, dude. It's time to go.
That's a crazy story.
That's nuts.
And I want to be at one of those funerals, I think.
The fact that they would have the person in a picture electronically, like up on a wall.
Right.
And someone grinding mm-hmm. right next to it, and it, dare I say, jiggling.
Yep.
That's so bizarre. Like, it was weird to begin with. Mm-hmm. That made it bizarre. Just saying.
I mean, there's also a casket up there. You can see that.
Oh,
right,
man.
And in some cases, some of the pictures, they're dancing on top of the casket.
No, they are not.
They are. I'm just telling you. Funerals in China rule.
You did a deep dive.
I did.
And well, then, like, the 19th article I read, the picture.
Well, it was fascinating because I just couldn't believe that it was a thing.
Yeah.
Can't possibly be a thing.
Nuts.
And then the more I found out about it, you know, the more you have to find out about it. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Things have taken a change for the much, much worse.
Allie's not good at math. We found this out yesterday.
Wow. Well, we knew it. It was just hammered home yesterday in a way that none of you expected. That's all I'm saying.
We have Coachella passes, 3-day Coachella passes for a week from Friday.
Okay.
And to do that, we're going to do Yo Coachella Raps.
Oh.
So you're going to have to call in and rap about why you need to be at Coachella and just after 8.
Okay.
TV shows that you watch that everyone makes fun of you for.
Uh-huh.
I think the King of Mexico has the most of those.
Yeah.
On our staff.
All of his Vanderpumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what those shows are either. And listener Andres Menchaca, we're going to talk to today. He's put up a billboard for the Kevin and Bean Show, which is awesome. Original artwork, I think.
What?
It's beautiful. I mean, it's in Mexico. And it's also in the middle of a field.
Okay.
So I assume that zero people will see it.
Okay.
But it's pretty nice.
Wow.
It's really a nice...
He just did this on his own?
Yeah.
Really?
How cool is that?
Really cool.
I mean, it'd be cooler if people could see it, but, you know, beggars can't be choosy.
I think it's actually better that not a single person will see it.
All right. We will take a break and we will come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Now Allie McKay is here with what's happening.
We're going to play a clip in just a minute, but a warning for Kevin. I didn't tell Omar to bleep something, and I
okay,
should
good.
Have. So
excellent.
Just pay special attention. It just occurred to me. Hi.
No
how's
worries.
Everyone? You know the website Omaze?
Yes.
They raise money for different charities for different events happening. So, like, Star Wars will have a big event where you can have a walk-on in one of their movies or come to a premiere, and then that money goes to whatever charity they choose. Well, Ryan Reynolds from, of course, Deadpool and all of our dreams.
Right.
Is auctioning off his Deadpool costume. However, it's a pink Deadpool costume.
It's gorgeous.
I mean, it's something.
It is something. And when I say pink, Pepto-Bismol pink. He is not joking around in this. So if you go to Omaze.com, you'll see him just lounging on the couch telling you this.
Oh, hello there. You may be wondering why the pink suit. Well, so the world can see that I have a big ol' heart on. That's heart with a T. For my new obsession, pink. The color, not the pop singer. Personally, I'm more of a Celine kind of guy. Pink is tied, like a beautiful ribbon, to a cause very close to me. Cancer. So, Omaze and I are joining together to scare up some serious cash for cancer. I'm going to donate the very suit off my back while giving you a chance to own some movie marketing memorabilia. What you do from there is limited only by your imagination. Will you add it to your weekly wardrobe rotation? Does it become a colorful addition to your S&M dungeon? Or will you simply nail it to a post in order to scare away birds, children, and the elderly? Visit the website below to get all the details. This is one fight where everyone can be a hero. No superpowers, capes, or lame CG costumes needed. Just your money. Seriously, we need that. These suits aren't cheap. Head to Omaze.com/Deadpool, and together, let's fcancer.com.
I love him.
I do too.
And it's such a great website because you just, it's so easy. You buy raffle tickets and then you hope for the best.
Yeah, so you don't have to spend all the money in the world.
No, yeah. Absolutely. And then guess what? You gave money to a great charity. You didn't win it. You still did some good, kids.
Yep.
Well, maybe that's not your thing. What if you want to go horseback riding with Sheryl Crow? She has teamed up with
Omaze. I was just thinking about that this morning.
I know you were. Wow. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh, if only I was on a horse. Singing with Sheryl Crow. Well, Omaze is offering up a riding session and hangout with Sheryl on her Nashville ranch. All the money raised will go to the Pink Lotus Foundation, which helps women with little or no medical insurance get screenings and treatment for breast cancer. And the top bidder gets a flight to Nashville, a stay in a 4-star hotel, along with that riding session and tea with Sheryl, right?
Tea with Sheryl Crow.
I'm in.
Better than Deadpool, right?
I think they're both great and both raising money for cancer and breast cancer, which is a great thing. So go to Omaze.com and you can search for all the different great things that they have going. David Crosby is going to be the subject of a new documentary. Cameron Crowe is going to produce the film about the legendary singer. Apparently, he's had tons of hours of interviews that he has done with David. So I'm just going to put this out there to Cameron Crowe. If he needs to interview me about my run-in with David Crosby.
Right. You're available?
I'm available. Do you remember that story?
I don't.
Little Allie McKay sitting on a plane. It was like a 3-and-3. So it's my mom, my dad, brother, then me, a woman, and a man. And the whole time, I was losing it. Oh, my God. Look who we're sitting next to. It's about 7 or 8. And the man got up to use the restroom. And I thought, this is my chance to say something to his wife. So I said, what is it like to be married to Gallagher? And I just hear my dad go, oh, God. Oh, God, no.
How many times has your dad done that?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, apparently it was not Gallagher. Hmm. It was David Crosby, and his wife laughed and then told him when he came back from the bathroom, he laughed. My parents were like, she's not ours. And so, Cameron, just reach out. I would like to help you in any way.
Tell that story?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is why you fail.
It is why I fail, trust me. Speaking of failing, this is odd. Cardi B will co-host The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon next Monday. The first time the show has ever had two people sharing hosting duties. What?
Okay.
So I was wondering why this would possibly be. And then I look back and apparently in December, her segment on the couch became a viral hit. More than 16 million views on the web. So they must be thinking, oh, this is going to be huge. Get a lot of eyes. That'll be great.
Right.
Because for the season, Jimmy Fallon is averaging 2.8 million viewers. That's a 15% decline versus last year. Which isn't, it isn't what you want.
No.
When you've been so high for so long. But among adults under 50, he still remains the leader. But even ratings in that demo have dropped 18.8%. So he's probably just trying to get more eyes on.
Sure.
But I cannot think of anything more unwatchable than Cardi B and Jimmy Fallon.
That does seem like a bad duo.
Wow, is all I'm saying. Some birthdays for you. We have got actors Robert Downey Jr., James Rhodes, David Blaine, Eric Andre, Natasha Lyonne, and David Cross. And that's what's happening.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
So we just put up a tweet and a post on Instagram explaining that a lot of people have noticed that Bean went on vacation.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks ago, I want to say.
Three weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. And then hasn't been on the show since. And people are starting to notice. Mm-hmm. And they notice because he's an effing great broadcaster.
Right. Right. And then they noticed April Foolishness.
Right.
He wasn't there. Even though we thought we should maybe bring out two people, one guy on someone's shoulders.
Right.
Like kids did to sneak into the movies.
We did talk about
big
that.
Big trench coat. And then right. we decided against it.
But here's the here's an email that we got from corporate, and this is what we can say about it, and this is true.
Okay.
As you may have noticed, Bean did not come back to the station following his vacation last week. Unfortunately, he's taking a medical leave. We don't have additional information at this time, but we'll let you know as soon as we do. I'm sure I speak for all of us when I say I wish him full and speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
Agreed 100%.
Yeah. And we tweeted that, and we've all included his tag, Clyde Tumbaugh. So if you want to send him love and send him good thoughts and well wishes, I'm sure that would be very much appreciated and well received.
By him and by us
as well. Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's really all we have to say at this time on that topic.
Do you think that maybe he got sick of me doing my stories about the Beach Boys and stuff?
I mean, I assume so.
A little bit?
Yeah, I assume so.
he's going to be looking at social media at some point, and he's going to see love, and he's going to see everybody reaching out to him. And that, I'm telling you, that can do wonders for a person's spirit. So send lovely things like we're sure a lot of you can and know how to do.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
How did your lack of ability in the math world come up yesterday? It's a conversation about money, I think, is how it started.
Yeah, we were talking about money. We've discussed on the air before that I am not great at math. And just thinking about math, I get real anxious and nervous. And quite frankly, I have to poop. Like, that's how it affects me.
Okay.
You didn't need that?
Mm-mm,
okay.
No.
Let me just give you a look back, if you will, on my life. SAT scores come in. My verbal was near perfect. My math was so bad, they thought something happened with, like, the Scantron. They're like, did you skip an answer? And then everything was messed up from that point on. I was like, no, that would be correct, what you see right there. Like, very concerning. I was in honors classes all through high school, all AP classes, except math. And it was a struggle.
I think that's pretty common.
God bless you, Mrs. Bennett, because she dealt with some stuff with me.
I think that's a common problem where you can be perfectly fine
in everything.
In everything except for there's one blind spot that you just can't.
Absolutely.
You just can't get.
Allie's not good at math, but we still love her. She makes us laugh. Come on, add one and one. Can you do it or are you that dumb?
I mean, at one point in her life, continue with your story, your look back, your wonderful look back.
So this is what got us talking yesterday, because I have a financial advisor. I don't know why. My parents set it up long ago. So he had contacted me about different accounts, IRA accounts, all this stuff. And my dad said, just tell him to call me. If you don't know what he's talking about, have him call me. I'm like, I'm cool. I'm a grown-ass woman. I can handle this. And I'm literally writing down what he's saying with just huge question marks. I'm like, annuity? Mm-hmm. Huh? Move? Taxable? What are you saying?
At the bottom of the page, did it say, go ahead and call dad?
Then I said, let's just hand this all over to Pops. But I think he realized quickly that he was not dealing with a full deck.
Oh.
Because he said, what do you contribute to your 401k? And I said, oh, I don't.
And he goes, you don't have a 401k? And he was judgy. And I was
like, I mean, he should be.
I was like, slow down. And I said, oh, no, 401k. Yeah, I have that. And he goes, okay, well, what do you put in? And I said, no, I don't put anything in. They take it out. And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, I don't put money into the 401k. You take it out of my check. And he goes, yeah, that's your contribution. I'm asking you what percentage. And I could tell this man was like, am I being punked? What's happening?
Right.
And I'm writing all this down like, am I being punked? Like, why doesn't he get that I don't contribute it? They're taking it. What an idiot.
But you know that you are contributing.
Yeah, after that, I really did. But So I'm kind of chatting with you guys yesterday about this, and then I brought up when it all started.
I mean, this sounds, probably is, a blonde joke.
This is really bad. But my first job, I got money under the table because I worked at a hot dog stand on the beach, Frank's for the memories. Wonderful place. So I didn't have to worry about, you know, taxes. I didn't have to. This is totally illegal, by the way, that I'm saying this.
Yeah, of course.
But who cares? I was young. I was dumb. And by the way, a hot dog and a sun-kissed on a warm day, delightful.
Okay, sidetrack.
All right. Anyway, as I was saying, so my first real job, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting an actual check. So I had to open up a checking account.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. 16 right? years old, I have a checking account. Awesome.
Don't know much about it at that age, but just happy to have it.
You just write on this paper and you pay for stuff.
Right.
It's phenomenal. So we get a letter and I open it and I show my mom and dad. I'm like, well, this is weird. I got a letter from the bank saying that I owe money because these checks didn't clear. And my mom goes, you're bouncing checks? And I said, well, yeah, on here it says overdrawn, which makes no sense because... And then I literally pulled out my checkbook and I said, I've got all of these left. And I saw the disappointment in my father that I have never and still to this day not seen again.
He was right.
Allie's not good at math.
Not good at math.
Just because you have checks doesn't mean you have the cash, you dumbass.
So that that happened, and I explained to them, oh, I thought if you just... And my dad's like, you aren't subtracting money every time you do that. I'm like, that's what that column's
for.
You're incredibly
intelligent. This is odd to me.
Well, thank you, and you are correct. This is a serious blind spot for
right.
me. Like, it doesn't make sense in the grand scheme of my immense genius.
It's not just that you're not as sharp as you are in every other category. You're not...
No, it's like...
It's in the negative.
Bottom level. Negative, which would be what my checking account was. But then, after that happened, my parents buy me, you know, the checking account holder that says, I can't be overdrawn. I still have checks. I'm like, that's funny. Loser. Oh, me. Yeah. So it's bad. Mm-hmm. I'm getting better.
Are you?
Yes. I know how much money I have. I know what to spend. I know what
Do you know when you write a check, it comes out of your bank?
I don't write checks anymore.
I see. Okay.
Who writes checks?
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have a limit on credit cards?
Absolutely.
Okay. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. I have no debt. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm doing
Making
fantastic.
Progress.
Thank you.
Thank God for your dad.
Thank God for my dad.
Allie's not good at math. She sucks so freaking hard. Not the good kind of suck. She's just not good at math.
Yeah. So if you need any help with your financial advising, now know what annuity is.
Don't reach out.
I don't know what annuity
okay.
is.
Okay.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
No one did.
No one heard that.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Good. Were you hoping so, Omar?
I was. Allie was not.
You guys saw the story of Jesse Hernandez, the 13-year-old that fell into the sewer?
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. It was in there for 12 hours.
That's crazy.
And finally got rescued and is safe and back with his family now. But this is the report.
Jesse Hernandez. The teen fell more than 25 feet into a toxic sewage pipe at a decommissioned L.A. sanitation facility near Griffith Park. The 13-year-old was found more than 12 hours later alive. His family relieved, along with the many men and women who took part in his search and rescue. High-tech cameras were put into the sewage system to track Jesse's movements within the pipeline. About 4 o'clock this morning, the team opened up a maintenance hatch near the 134 and 5 freeways and found the teenager and pulled him to safety.
That's a miracle.
Cameras.
Good Lord.
In the sewer system.
That's amazing. And then, so we were talking about that story. We were just, you know, talking about it just in general. That's crazy. How could you fall into a sewage pipe? And
you've never played in a sewer before?
And Omar says that.
What do you mean?
You've never played in a sewer before?
Yeah, when I was a teenager, it was a regular thing to go down by the sewers, and we would have tall boys like Mickey's 40s. Like we drink 40s by the sewers. And one time I got brave enough because I got really drunk, and it was like 1 a.m. Me and my buddy and my brother, who was sober, we had some Zippo lighters, and we had the light from the Zippos light the way, and we went into the sewer system.
I mean, I got to be honest. That's so. I grew up in Phoenix where we didn't have that. If I had that,
yeah,
I'd be in those sewage pipes
right
all day.
It's so fun. It was so confusing in there.
Like you could stand upright.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Well, the farther you got in, the smaller it got. But so my poor brother, he said he was scared out of his mind.
Oh, no.
You know, because like me and my buddy were like, it was the best time ever. And he was just like not having fun.
And what kind of stuff is in there?
This is not a used one? Not one that's used?
Are you walking through poo?
No.
Great question.
There's water in the middle. And there was like there were two little like cement. Like you could walk on the side of them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, but one side, there was like weird, like passageways. It was really confusing in there. It was like if I was in there for, I think I would have got lost.
Yeah. Really?
If I didn't know, that people didn't go through it because people would go through it and graffiti. This is the way, or you're gonna die. So the entire way, there's like things like that, but there was arrows pointing where you should go.
Oh man, I missed out in my childhood.
Yeah, it was super fun.
You really did.
Dave, you did too?
Yeah, when I would go in it with my cousins, we would light firecrackers and stuff like that.
Oh,
and it would be so loud and so much fun. Would blow up a lot of trash, and you know, it's just stuff you get to do, and no one cares because no one could hear you.
I mean, that sounds pretty awesome.
It was so much fun.
Not what happened to Jesse Hernandez. He fell.
No. He fell.
But going there on purpose.
Yeah, and
if it's not being used especially.
Yeah, and we went in there quite often, and we knew, like, there was, like, in Jesse's case, the water took him.
Right.
And that wasn't happening in this sewer, so it was fun. And when you blow things up there, it is extremely loud.
You know I like blowing things out.
Yes, I do.
And I like extremely
loud.
You
like blowing things out?
Did I say out?
Yeah.
And
that too.
I mean, you know, there was this, you know, the only real bad part about it is you stunk after.
Because, I mean, like, so wait, it's an active pipe?
Yeah, it's a sewer system.
See, mine wasn't.
Yeah.
Mine, there was, I don't
Yours
remember.
Yours was old and not being used anymore?
There was water in there, but it didn't smell like poo.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it didn't smell like poo. It smelled like trash. But then there was like cats down there who were chasing the rats. And sometimes the cats didn't make it out.
Oh, no.
So then see how decomposed?
Yeah,
how that works.
I don't want to go to Dave's sewer. I want to go to Omar's. Yeah. Omar sounds cool.
Mine was cool.
Yeah.
And one time we went down there and we were just cruising along, and I look up, and it was a little like a ladder leading up towards a manhole cover, and somebody had tied a couple of bags there.
Oh.
And we're like, oh, that's strange.
You mean they were hanging down?
They were hanging down. Oh. So I climbed up there. And there were brand new VCRs in these bags.
Oh!
Yeah, and I was like, score! That's awesome! So then,
what did you think at the time? Like, would somebody have put them there?
I had no idea. Okay. I was just like, this is the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I take them home, and a couple of months go by, and we're hanging out by the sewers, like I did.
Sure.
And we're drinking and partying, and my buddy says, hey, a couple months ago, I robbed this house.
This is your buddy.
This is my buddy.
Omar.
I robbed this house, and I was getting chased by the police, and I had to ditch the VCRs, so those were his VCRs. So sorry, dude. dude. I took the VCRs.
Oh, you didn't tell him then?
I didn't tell him that. No way. It was my VCRs, man. I came up. Yeah, it was good times at the
Dave, any VCRs in yours?
No, but there was this clown with a red balloon. It was weird.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we're saying do or don't.
I think play in the sewers, but don't be like this guy.
Well, he fell. That was an accident.
Yeah,
I think he was going through some type of building that was closed and fell through the floor, the woods, stuff like that.
But I can't imagine being stuck in there. And in part of the news report, they're saying that they sent the camera down there, and you could see the handprints of him trying to stop himself.
Because he was in the water was moving in his particular case.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, he was down there for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Not only that. So where he was able to stop, he had to crawl, I think, a quarter mile to actually get where he was able to hear, like, traffic and stuff. Yeah. And then they traced him, and then the first thing he did was ask for a cell phone.
Called his parents
how
and said,
addicted
I'm good.
Can you be to your phone?
No, he called his parents.
He grabbed it. Jackass. He's like, selfie! Yeah. Gotta do it for the gram. What a dick.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock. Radio.com.
Let's talk about Andres Menchaca.
Okay.
Pretty sure I said that right.
I like how you say that, even if it's wrong.
I think it is wrong, but I tried to sell it.
Okay.
Andre?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm okay. How about yourself?
Very good. Thank you. So you sent
morning,
in...
Allie.
Good morning.
You sent in on Twitter, as happy as I am that you have one billboard, and we do still... I think the billboard is still up.
Yeah, on the corner of Hooves.
So you say, as happy as I am that you have one billboard, I figured I could help expand the brand, Kevin and Bean Billboard, Kevin E. Freehold, Kevin and Bean Go International. So you put up a billboard where?
So this is outside my town in Jerez, Zacatecas. This is in Mexico. So it's literally in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah!
That's beautiful.
Your picture is amazing because it looks like you had to get over barbed wire. You're traipsing through. I don't even know where this is, but it's the funniest picture. How did you put this all together?
So, I mean, I was born and raised over there. Mm-hmm. So I still have a lot of friends and, you know, a bit of family still.
Mm-hmm.
So even before you guys had your original one, I was like, okay, you guys have been complaining that you didn't have one. And I knew I was going to make this trip. So I just started calling a couple of my friends. I'm like, yo, like, you guys need to give me a wall because I need to advertise this, you know, the show that I make.
What did you say? Get you a wall?
Yeah, a wall. Because I thought it would be funnier.
Not everybody in Mexico is asking for that is all I'm saying.
It's very bizarre.
That's a strange request.
That's what I'm saying. So it took me a bit just to get, you know, somebody to give me the spot to do this just because I haven't been there in a while, but... I was just kind of getting my friends' help. They didn't even know what I was doing. They were just like, all right, we'll help you just because that's what, you know, that's how we do.
Sure.
Ride or die, but, sure.
Yep. So, now, I mean, it took, yep.
It looks like it's hand-drawn, the pictures even. Everything is hand-done.
Yes. Everything's hand-done over there.
I mean, that's impressive.
It is. And what did you use to attach it? Is it like... stapled up there?
No, it's paint. It's literally
painted. Wait, right, you literally painted on there, not on a canvas, and hung it up?
Nope.
Oh, it's wow. So that's there for a while.
I mean, maybe forever. It looks like no one will ever see it because it's just so in the middle of nowhere. Does the picture accurately represent how in the middle of nowhere it is?
Yeah, and I actually sent Dave a small video of, like, literally how there's nothing around it. I
mean, how remote.
Yeah, my original plan was like, all right, like, you know, because my friend told me, like, oh, I got this wall. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. But he said kind of. He was. So I was like, all right. Like, I was like, maybe there'll be some people. And I'll be like, I wanted to be like, okay, I'll interview them and be like, hey, you know who these people are. But when I got there, I was just like, all right, there's not going to be any interviews.
No, your friend undersold how in the middle of nowhere it was.
Very much.
Incredible. The picture, I got to say, it's very artistic.
Yeah,
it's a great photo. You look lovely in your scarf. It's a great shot.
Oh, thanks.
Why the side shot? Why are you looking off in the distance like, I do good work?
It's artistic.
That's actually, you know, why I did it. Actually, no, I don't even know. My friend was just like, let me take a picture of you. And then I wasn't even paying attention. And that's the one I liked the most. And the other ones, I looked confused. So I was like,
welcome to my life.
Yeah, it would have been right on, right on brand if you sent that one in. But Kevin, stop judging the picture. Stop questioning it. I mean, what's wrong?
It's beautiful.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Good. Same page.
I assume, yeah, like I said, it'll stay up forever because no one will ever see us there?
Pretty much. I mean, like I said, I still have like a bunch of my friends that we'll probably see it. So I just told him, man, if you see it, you know, in a couple of weeks, just let me know. Take a picture. Who knows? I mean, it'll probably get tagged.
What is the closest big city to there?
Well, I mean, define big city.
like Cancun?
So the capital city is Zacatecas. It's probably like 20 minutes away. But big city that you guys will probably know, mm-hmm, is Guadalajara, which is like, okay, maybe like 3.5-4 hours away.
Oh, okay, my gosh. All right. Okay. I love it. So then I think we need a field trip. I think we should all go down there.
I love it.
Maybe a broadcast in the middle of this field.
and here's the thing, though. The reason I was there, and as you can tell, my voice is kind of gone. It's a festival right now. And the reason I had to come back after 4 days is the same reason Kevin only goes to Vegas for a weekend.
Stay alive.
Yeah, it's just drinking and bad decisions over there right now.
I like it. I like your hometown more and more.
Yeah. Yeah.
So was this under the influence of alcohol, perhaps, when you did it?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I was completely sober.
All right, I'm just checking.
Again, are you judging it?
No,
are
I'm
you
just
judging
asking
his picture?
I'm saying it's good work. That's all.
I love it.
Well, Andres, this is really great.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
It's really great. It's amazing that you did that. It's even more amazing. I don't know why. I just love that it's in the middle of nowhere. I do love that.
Me too.
I mean, our billboard here is blocked by trees. So we try to make everything janky if we can.
As janky as possible.
So we got the Kevin to be in janky van, and now we've got a billboard in Mexico.
Correct.
How about that? Thank you, sir.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
so much.
It. Thank you.
No problem, guys.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock. In case you're just waking up or you weren't listening a little bit earlier this morning, we did make the announcement that Bean did not come back from vacation last week. Unfortunately, he's taking a medical leave. And that's all the information we have. So he's taking a medical leave, and we will update you when we can.
Yeah.
And you know, we wish the best. We really do.
Yeah, we tweeted about it, and a bunch of us included his tag. If you don't follow him on Twitter, you can send him some love and good thoughts and bulldog kisses, all those things.
He would love
that
he last one the most. Mm-hmm. We're also giving away tickets to Coachella. We're going to do that coming up just after 8 o'clock with Yo Coachella Raps. So what we want you to do is come up with a rap about why you need to be at Coachella, mm-hmm, and the K-Rock Coachella house.
Okay.
And then just after the top of the hour, we're going to have you call in. As a matter of fact, you can probably start calling in now if
why
you want.
Not?
And 1-800-520-1067. And then you can rap for us and tell us why you need to be at Coachella.
Yeah.
Why it needs to be you and no one else.
Bring it.
Bring it, right? Time for what's happening. Here's Allie.
Perez Hilton is something, isn't he?
I don't know. I haven't heard of him in a long time.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, he revealed on a podcast, and he's getting a lot of flack for it, that he won't let his 5-year-old son attend dance classes in case he turns out gay.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. Let me read the direct quote. I'm not going to put a number on it, but I would say a good amount, maybe like 50% or more of little boys who take dance classes end up being gay. I don't think it's a homophobic thing to say, just like I don't think it's a homophobic thing to say that a disproportionate amount of male singers, actors, dancers on Broadway are gay. There are more gay men drawn to that profession. That's not homophobic. That's just a fact. Okay, I think the part that most people are probably saying, hold up, is little boys who take dance class end up being gay.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to say.
I was under the impression that you were born gay.
No.
It's dance class?
It's your first dance class. You go one way or the other.
Okay.
I think that's what he's saying.
I didn't know that until hearing this idiot.
I think that's what he's saying.
What? This is a gay man saying this.
It's science.
What is wrong with you, dude?
That is a good question.
Good Lord.
That's an odd thing to say.
Very odd.
I'll update you with my, no, I won't. I don't want to read anything else about that man ever. This is insane, this story. A man who threw a banana peel at Dave Chappelle during a 2015 performance in Santa Fe, New Mexico, is now suing Dave Chappelle and a man that he presumed to be his bodyguard. This man, Christian Englander, his lawsuit was filed Friday, contends that the presumed bodyguard struck him twice as he was being restrained. Then goes on to say that this man, who is white, had no racial motivation when he threw the banana peel at Chappelle.
He was just hoping to make him slip.
But was angered by something the comic said during the show. So you just happened to have a banana there that you were snacking on, sir.
That is odd.
You got mad and mm-hmm. threw it. Why do people think we're stupid?
I don't know.
So Englander faced charges of battery and disturbing the peace, but they were dropped because Chappelle was like, I don't want to pursue right. that. Who cares? So Chappelle lets you off the hook for being the biggest D-bag ever, and you turn around to say, mm-mm, now I'm suing you?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Christian Englander, I wish all bad things upon you. A pox.
Dave Chappelle did a very, very funny retelling of that story on one of his comedy specials on Netflix. It was very funny. He's like, he threw a banana at me.
Seriously.
This is crazy. You can't make that up.
You can't make that up. Good Lord. What is happening in the world? Well, this is some of the best news ever.
All right.
You know I love my murders. You know I love my murder podcasts. I'm all about making a murder. I love shows about murder.
Yeah, that's odd.
There was a podcast that was based on the LA Times reporter Chris Gofford's reporting called Dirty John, which was a local story. It was a story in Orange County about this man, Dirty John Meehan, and what he had done to basically con this woman and her whole family into believing about him. It was one of the best podcasts I've listened to. Plus, the LA Times would then, for each segment, episode of the podcast, they'd include pictures of the people. Mm-hmm. So you literally could see the people that they were talking about. So it made it even more personal and great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's now a TV series on Bravo coming on about Dirty John. Connie Britton and Eric Bana are the leads. Yes! Oh my God, like two of my favorites in my favorite podcast brought to life on the big screen that is little in your home on Bravo.
That's odd.
I realized it wasn't a movie right then. How's everyone? Doing good?
We're good.
It's a weird day. It really is. I'm just saying, if you can go back and listen to Dirty John, you will not be able to stop it. You're going to listen to each episode.
Okay.
Oh, so good.
Ali loves murder.
I mean, call me right now. 1-800-52-
Nope.
No?
No, they're calling with raps.
Oh, that's
Coachella.
Right.
Yeah.
Rap about murder.
Nope.
You win. Right?
No.
Murder was a case. Robert Downey Jr., James Rodet, David Blaine, Eric Andre, Natasha Lyonne, and David Cross. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
We were talking yesterday after the show about giving away Coachella tickets, and Omar brought up that it's always funny to hear our listeners rap.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're going with. We're going with Yo Coachella Raps.
Yo, it's Coachella Raps, that's where it's at. Come on, come on, just don't be whack. Make sure your flow is nice and tight. You win Coachella tickets. Three nights, so spit and rhyme about the festival. Do it up like you know. So come on down and battle. You could be the one. So step up to the mic. Let's have some fun. Yo, Coachella Raps.
Come on.
I mean, pretty aggressive.
Right?
Gunshot.
All right, let's start with Jacob in Monrovia. Hi, Jacob.
Hi.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for holding. What are you going to do today?
I'm doing a rap inspired by my homie 50 Cent.
All right. Here's Jacob.
All right. Coachella, it's your birthday. We're going to party because it's your birthday. We're going to drink, have fun at your birthday. And we ain't going to shower for 3 days because it's your birthday. I'm heading to the pub. Have me a beer near my favorite lineup. Holy crap, Beyonce's here. Time to turn up. Watch out for the dust, so wear your bandana. Show Coachella love.
Come on.
All right, Jacob.
All right. Well done. Hold on. Thank you. Let's go to Concrete.
Maybe that's his rap
name. That's right.
Is that your rap name?
Your name or your rap name?
That's the street name. We'll just say the street name.
All right, street name.
Yeah, because you're so solid. I don't know.
What are you going to do, concrete?
Oh, I'm doing original rap, but I do need some crowd participation. So when I say co, y'all say cella.
All right.
So here we go.
All right.
When I say co, y'all say
cella.
When I say co, y'all say
cella.
My name is Mike P. Gonna drop a line or two. Rapping for K-Rock, playing opposite the fool. Trying to get a Coachella ticket, maybe two. Running down the list of the people trying to see the white rapper Eminem, even some of that Queen B. Got this competition on lock. Couple more lines to blow up the spot. Definitely trying to get into that house of K-Rock.
Cella!
No.
What?
Okay, yeah.
Yo, Coachella raps!
Thank you, Concrete. Hold on.
Thank you, Concrete. It's
a strange thing to say. Let's go to Robert in Huntington Beach. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, friends.
Hi, do you need us to yell anything?
No, I don't.
Okay. Allie, just a second ago when I was supposed to say cella, Allie looked at me with a death
I'm like,
look.
Why are you not yelling cella?
What's
why
wrong with you?
Me?
I'm sorry. All right,
worst
Robert.
Hype man ever.
What are you going to do today?
It's original.
Original. All right, here we go. Yeah.
All right. Send me to Coachella, send me to Coachella, so I don't have to kill a fella boss, I'm a reseller. Send me to Coachella, send me to Coachella, so I can see the Wicked and Jamiroquai. I'll have so much fun, I won't care if I live or die. Send me to Coachella, send me to Coachella, I'll wear myself rag as much as I can, and yes, my friend Portugal, he's the man.
Coachella raps!
See, he incorporated a bunch of bands that were playing, Kevin.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Chevy in Norwalk.
Yeah.
Hi, Chevy.
Howdy. How are we doing? Good morning, guys.
Howdy. Good. Thanks for holding on. Thanks for listening to the show. What are you going to do today?
All right. I'm ready for a little freestyle. Concrete's going to be a little tough to follow, but I'm ready to go.
All right. Okay. Give it your best.
Yo, Kevin Bean, I'm dead broke. I need tickets to Coachella. All my homies got them. I want to chill with my fellas. Smoking blunts in the desert. Chilling in the K-Rock booth.
Oh, your phone's cutting out.
Oh, man.
Chevy?
Oh. You can do. I've been listening to you.
I hate to tell you this, but we didn't hear like three quarters of that. Yeah, can you hear us?
We're gonna put him on hold.
We're gonna put you
anyway.
On hold.
You're in the raffle
drawing.
Drawing.
Not doing a raffle. Let's go to Andrew in Costa Mesa. Hi, Andrew. We're doing well. Thank you for listening and holding. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do an original rap.
All right. Here's Andrew.
Here we go. Yo, Kevin and Bean, can't forget about Allie. It would be my dream to be on the scene at Coachella. If I could take my wife, it would make her night. So can you please make it right so we can take flight? It's a light to be this tight, and those other rappers are whack, so don't cut them no slack.
All right.
Yo, Coachella raps!
Right? All right. Congratulations. Hold on, Andrew.
You're in the raffle.
You're in some random raffle that we're not aware of. Chelsea in Fullerton. Hi there.
Oh.
Just happened?
She's got a crowd.
I teach group communication, and I told them that if I won Coachella tickets, I'd give them all extra credit. So they made up a rap.
Oh, my gosh.
Your students made up a rap for you. And you're going to give them extra credit if you win, but what if you don't win?
It's okay. They'll still get extra credit, and they got to be on K-Rock.
All right.
That's
extra
awesome.
Credit anyway. All right,
Chelsea.
Chelsea, what are you going to do? An original?
Yeah, an original rap.
Here we go.
Okay. I'm the hottest rapper in the game. I'm next to Coachella. Give me these tickets, and it'll be hella dope. I'm a sick teacher, and my students can rhyme. If you give me these tickets, I'll have a good time.
Yo, Coachella raps!
She's got her own cheering section.
I love it so much.
That's so awesome. Okay. Thank you, Chelsea. Hold on, please. All right. Let's go to, I think we have time for two more. Let's go to Samantha in Palos Verdes. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. Thanks for listening.
I just got out of bed.
Oh, you just got out of bed.
All right. But I'm all alert now.
You're all alert. All right. What are you going to do, an original or a parody?
I'm going to do a parody of Lose Yourself by Eminem.
All right.
Want to go to Coachella this moment? I want it. I need a rock at the party house now. K&B is my one shot. I do not want to let it go. This opportunity comes once a year. I want to go to Coachella, Mojave, Sahara. These stages I want to see. Sweet Foxes, Portugal, the man. I want to rock it at Coachella. It's kind of out of beat, but.
Yo, Coachella raps!
Well done. Hold on. All right. One more. Let's make it Alex, who is calling from Agora. Hi, Alex.
Hey, party people.
Welcome to the show. What are you going to do?
An original
rap.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yo, my name is Big Al from Cali. Getting real drunk, really getting silly. About to get a 40 before April 14th. Kicking with Kev Dog in Little Alley. Rocking with Beyonce and Alt J. Swimming poolside, hopefully before May.
I mean, it rhymed at the end. Alex, what was the first thing you were trying to rhyme there?
The very first part?
Yeah.
Yo, my name is Big Al from Cali.
Then the next line.
Getting real drunk, really getting silly.
Were you rhyming silly in Cali?
I mean, it...
Listen, Alex, yes. I'm not judging you.
It sounds very judgy.
I was nervous.
Alex, you're great. I'm just kidding.
All right, hold on, Alex. All right, so we have eight people.
Oh, man.
Are we going to do the drawing or are we going to pick one? Because I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I sort of like Chelsea because she's the teacher and all the kids get the extra credit.
But the kids will get extra credit anyway.
Okay.
I'm totally kidding. It's totally Chelsea.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure. All right. Let's see. Line six. Congratulations, Chelsea. Hello, Chelsea.
Stop teaching.
Yes.
Congratulations. You won. Give your kids the day off. We were talking about bad TV the other day because on Vanderpump Rules, which Dave watches.
Yeah.
One of the women goes to bed at night with a baby bottle.
Lala.
Lala.
Yeah.
That's a bottle.
Goes to bed with a baby bottle.
Not a bottle.
I mean, I saw the video. It is.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. My bad.
So here's the clip from that.
You guys are misunderstanding this.
I don't think that's it.
That's not the same clip.
Yeah,
it really is, right? Yeah. Anyway, she says that she has anxiety, and that helps her feel better. She puts milk and honey, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, warm milk.
In a baby bottle.
Oh, sorry.
And then falls asleep while watching
sucking
TV.
Sucking it. And by the way,
so then we says
that's to, not a bottle.
And then, so then we says to Dave, we says, hey, what's going on? Who is she and what's this show? And he knows all about it, like in great detail.
He follows them on Twitter.
I do, yeah. And I watch it every Monday night.
Now, this is a spinoff of Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Yeah, it's because of Lisa Vanderpump. It's her restaurant.
Okay.
And this is her staff.
Okay. And you watch it every week?
Yes.
You make time for that every week?
Yes. Chris and I sit down and make time to watch this show.
Because
it is so fascinating. These people... What can I say about them that's nice?
Nothing.
No.
They're the worst. So it's my job to pull the clips for this show.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've never seen a second until a couple of minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fight after fight after fight. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, you're talking smack behind my back. Oh, man, no. And they're all drunk all the time. And they're like rich, spoiled kids.
Yeah.
And they party.
Oh, actually,
that's
no, Vanderpump are not rich, spoiled kids.
Oh, they're not?
They're working servers who don't have a lot of money. Yeah, Shaws are the rich people. Yeah. So, but...
The king of Mexico is bullshit.
Amen.
So is this clip from Vanderpump?
The one you started playing? Yes.
This is from Vanderpump. Yes. So this is what Omar was complaining.
Explain what's happening in this scene.
All right. So this one, James, who's this like wannabe DJ, it's his ex-girlfriend, and then they're on vacation in Playa del Carmen, and there was rumors that he hooked up with his ex-girlfriend, Kristen, who was in a relationship with somebody else.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen.
You guys are misunderstanding this.
You're exactly who I thought you were.
You piece of. Hey, you know what, Kristen, I'm over here. Hey, guess what? I don't give a flying. Don't give.
You should, James.
No, I don't, Stassi. Sorry. I don't give a about your opinion either.
I will knock your ass out. Don't you dare.
Kristen, shut up. You're an attention seeker. Shut up.
Oh, are you in your
I couldn't watch that for 10 minutes.
Threw a drink at him.
Clip after clip of just that kind of nonsense.
These people are what's wrong with America. And the fact that guys like you watch it and give them a paycheck
is entertaining. It's entertaining.
You like to watch people fight and be horrible to each other?
No, I enjoy the hot women on that show.
You don't watch it for hot women.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Ariana is so hot.
You can't get hot women anywhere else in society.
Yeah, this is real women.
It's not possible.
Look out the window in L.A. They're a dime a dozen.
Well, and these ones are on TV.
Look. All right, listen. Pornhub. Look at Pornhub. Come on.
Here's the topic. You watch a TV show that all your friends make fun of you for. That's the topic. So if you want to call on that, it's 1-800-520-1067. You love it. Mm-hmm. You watch it religiously. Like Dave says, you make time for it. And that's my problem with most TV shows is how do you force another TV show into your schedule? Because your schedule's so busy. How do you make time for that?
I love it. It's just so much fun. It's so much fun. And I feel better about myself at the end of every episode.
And you're not hate watching it, right?
No, I love the show.
He loves it.
Oh my God.
Like they go to Coachella every year. If I run into them at Coachella, I'll say what's up.
I'll bet they'll.
Especially
really mean
something.
To
Ariana.
They'll be thrilled.
The king of Mexico is bullshit.
So 1-800-520-1067. You watch a TV show. You love a TV show. And your friends make fun of you for it.
Yeah.
You have one?
I watched a TV show and you all made fun of me and thought, this isn't a real show.
Okay.
And it's not really a show. It's a movement. It is Tiny House Nation, where they pare down people that have a ton of stuff and move them into homes that tend to be no bigger than 300 square feet. And they get rid of all the clutter in their life, and they make life changes.
And you're trying to tell us that that's a television show.
It is. It's a movement.
It's awesome.
It, right?
Yeah. You watch
it? Oh, yeah, totally. Oh,
what's happening?
People are getting rid of their debt. And they're not like, you know, I mean, all their materialistic like ideals are out the window because they could everything's so minimalized in their home.
Right.
It's awesome.
And they show how they'll have like a picnic table suspended from the ceiling and they need to use like a little crane system, like chain system to get it down. And
that's
then as
the
soon as
worst
done,
idea
eating,
ever.
Goes back.
The entire house is like a big transformer.
It's amazing.
It's like, yeah, to use the bathroom, they're pulling all kinds of things out and stuff. It's
right.
Cool.
I don't want to do that
cool.
if I have to use the restroom. I'm not pulling out pulleys.
Oh, the bathrooms are amazing. What they can fit into this little space. Omar, I'm so
it's
glad.
Awesome.
But are there hot
I'm
chicks in it? You're all in on that one.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
See, Yay. No hot chicks. My show's better then.
You can't defend it with hot chicks. Sorry, there's a lot of shows with hot chicks. That's just not a defense. But Omar, what's yours?
I have the best show. It's a
And by the best show, you mean?
The best. I have a Barbecue Pitmasters. So I'm a barbecue guy, and by the way, barbecue season is upon us.
Don't
so
have
I'm
to tell
excited.
Me.
So my DVR is slowly filling up with a bunch of episodes of Barbecue Pitmasters, and it's basically people...
Barbecuing.
Yummy.
And what else?
You know, they're seasoning, they're rubbing, they're injecting the meat.
Oh,
they're,
yeah.
You know,
we're still talking about Barbecue Masters?
It's a bunch of different restaurants that go to barbecue competitions, and they share their barbecue secrets with the audience.
I'm in.
And it's very interesting.
Really?
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah.
My show's looking really good right now.
How do you people have the time for this?
You know,
part of my problem, I think, is that I have three sports that I'm following.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, two teams in one sport. I follow Barcelona, I follow the Galaxy, mm-hmm. and then the Kings.
Right.
So after that, maybe I have time for Legion because I love that show, but it's hard to fit in freaking Barbecue Pitmasters.
See, for me, it's a hobby, so
or
it's something
Vanderpump
I'm into.
Vanderpump Rules
it.
Or any of that nonsense.
But you guys, let me play this clip for you. They're talking about making a brisket.
Okay.
And this is going to, you guys are going to be all in after you hear this.
Texas, this is how we sharpen up these knives right here. I'm just going to trim the fat off the top. I'm not worried about cooking that brisket flat because we cook brisket all the time, so it's just going to be another brisket to me. This is here is my extreme team rub. Got a little bit of pepper, salt, mm-hmm. and cayenne just to give it that bite that we like to do down in South Texas. Texas has different regions of barbecue. South Texas, where I'm from, it's all about heat. Now that we got this mm-hmm. all rubbed down, I'm going to let it rest in the ice box about an hour mm-hmm. to get that seasoning into that meat.
I read an extreme team rub.
That is a terrible show.
It's Listen. Not, though, because it'll teach you when it should be extreme heat, when it should be slow and low.
Omar even admitted yesterday, most of the episodes, it's slow cooking, so they just stand around and do nothing. It's like 10 seconds of show.
It's a lot of filler, and they they have to decorate their boxes. So
are we still talking about barbecue?
Yeah. So they put the meat in there, so they spent about 5 minutes on how they decorate their boxes.
And I would
That's
still,
a little filler.
I would rather watch that than soccer, though. So.
Well, right, but you like basketball, the Clippers, for example. You watch their games. That cuts way into your TV watching time.
Yeah.
Let's take one call because I think we're all going to not be happy with Aaron, who's calling us from Fullerton. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, what's up?
You watch what show that all your friends make fun of you for?
Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant. I've seen every episode for like 10 years.
As in every episode.
Every episode for 10 years.
Yeah, isn't it the show that Dr. Drew gets the girls pregnant?
He doesn't get the girls pregnant.
Oh.
No. Don't you season 2, season 3 go, I've seen it.
I grew up with the babies. Now they're learning to read. They're going to kindergarten, first grade.
She's invested, Kevin. She's invested in their lives.
I got to tell you, I love your passion.
I do, too.
I do love that. But it's for teen moms, so, I mean, it's not 50-50. All right. Thank you, Aaron, for the call. We appreciate it. All right. 1-800-520-1067. You can call and or text that same number. We'll talk to you next.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
We're talking about TV shows that you love, you make time for, you watch every week, and your friends make fun of you for it because it's probably a bad show. We're going to start with Kevin in El Segundo. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you. What do you watch?
So I should probably preface this with the fact that I lived in Idaho for 7 years, and my girlfriend's vegan, but I got hooked on a TV show called Meat Eater.
That's an actual TV show that's on TV?
It was on Netflix, and it's basically just a dude that goes all over the U.S. and, like, remote parts of Canada and just hunts, and then he'll kill the animal and then cook it right there.
I mean, you can see why if you have a vegan girlfriend, she would not enjoy that.
Yeah, I mean, it makes dinner kind of tough sometimes, I guess.
Right, and your friends think you're turning into a hillbilly?
Yeah, they all think that I went to Idaho and turned into some sort of hillbilly caveman.
I mean, did you turn into a hillbilly caveman?
I learned how to fish.
Okay.
That does not a hillbilly make.
Thank you, Kevin, for the call. We appreciate
awesome.
It. Let's go to Misty in Huntington Beach. Hi, Misty.
Hi, pretty people.
Hi there. What show do you watch you get made fun of?
Okay, so before I even embarrass myself, I just want to say I am totally with the Downsizing Uprising. I love Tiny House Nation, too.
Don't suck up now.
I love
now.
Tiny House.
All right. What's yours?
I watch Jersey Shore.
Oh, Misty.
I was 5 minutes ago, gonna tweet the trailer for that and go, I can't believe this is still a thing.
It's coming back, right?
Yes.
It is.
It's like
My
Jersey Shore Vacation
die.
Or something. What?
Listen to her excitement.
Your husband's gonna die because he hates it or because you both love it?
He hates it. He cannot believe I watched this.
I hate to tell you this, but he's right.
She has to sneak watch it. I love it.
Thank you, Misty, for the call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
See,
now.
Another one for Tiny House Nation. It's a movement, y'all.
She was sucking up, though. That was not true.
Well, I appreciated it.
Let's go to Felicia in Simi Valley. Hi there.
Oh, Cherry Valley.
Oh,
by
I'm sorry.
The way.
All right, take it easy.
And I have two Cherry Valley.
Okay.
Tiny House Nation. Okay. I have two shows.
All right.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, anyone that makes fun of you for watching that, you do not have them in your life.
Well, okay,
that is
my
a
husband,
wonderful show.
Cut them out. You got to cut your husband,
husband
out.
My two boys.
Yeah, you got to divorce them and put those two up for adoption. Got to move on.
All right, that's one.
I sent them to Alaska to go to school. There you go. Okay.
All right. Felicia's a bit crazy.
There you go.
Okay, what's your
there
other
you
show?
Okay, Ancient Aliens.
Ancient Aliens?
I'm listening.
On History Channel. It's for real. It's for real. It's so
Look,
for real.
I know the show is for real.
They have scientists.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Joseph Campbell archives. They have archaeologists. And I'm going to be a volunteer at the Ancient Alien Con in Pasadena
There's
in June.
There's an Ancient Alien Con.
Okay. Honestly, I am so all in with this. And now we need to go to Ancient Alien Con. Who's with me?
I mean, I feel like we need to.
They have special guest speakers. They have panel discussions.
Listen
I
to the
wait.
Joy in Felicia's
wear.
Voice.
She doesn't know what to wear.
I don't know what to wear. Like, this is going to be so exciting.
Best of luck with that.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
We made the announcement earlier this morning. You may have noticed a lot of people are starting to ask. Bean didn't come back to the station following his vacation, and he is on medical leave right now.
Yeah.
And we don't have any more information, but we'll pass it along when we do. But I just want to say thank you to 99% of you who are amazing and send love and positive thoughts and We have an incredible audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to say thank you to most of you. All right, Allie is here now. Time for a look at what's happening.
We love Omaze. They're an incredible website that will basically hook you up with, in this case, correct, raffle tickets that you can buy for things that are amazing, things you could never, ever do, like be a walk-on in a Star Wars movie, go hiking with Sheryl Crow. Actually, it's horseback riding with Sheryl Crow. That's a real thing on Omaze. But this one has to do with Ryan Reynolds, and there's a video up on Omaze.com of him just lounging in his Deadpool costume. However, the Deadpool costume is Pepto-Bismol pink.
Just bright pink.
There is a reason for that.
Oh, hello there. You may be wondering why the pink suit. Well, so the world can see that I have a big ol' heart on. That's heart with a T. For my new obsession, pink. The color, not the pop singer. Personally, I'm more of a Celine kind of guy. Pink is tied, like a beautiful ribbon, to a cause very close to me. Cancer. So, Omaze and I are joining together to scare up some serious cash for cancer. I'm going to donate the very suit off my back while giving you a chance to own some movie marketing memorabilia. What you do from there is limited only by your imagination. Will you add it to your weekly wardrobe rotation? Does it become a colorful addition to your S&M dungeon? Or will you simply nail it to a post in order to scare away birds, children, and the elderly? Visit the website below to get all the details. This is one fight where everyone can be a hero. No superpowers, capes, or lame CG costumes needed. Just your money. Seriously, we need that. These suits aren't cheap. Head to Omaze.com/Deadpool, and together, let's fcancer.com.
Love him so
Love
much.
Love it. Love him. Yep.
And it is up. Sheryl Crow wants to go horseback riding with you. She has teamed up with the Pink Lotus Foundation, which helps women with little or no medical coverage get screenings and treatments for breast cancer. So what she's going to do is she's going to fly you out to Nashville. You're going to get a stay in a 4-star hotel, a riding session, and then tea with Sheryl Crow. I mean, all right. Well done.
Not for me, but okay.
But for Sheryl Crow fans?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Just to hang out with her, let alone go on a horseback ride in Nashville and have tea? I'm just repeating everything I
Same
just
things.
Said.
Yep.
Good stuff. Hey, remember when we talked about that double album of Elton John covers that was coming out?
Yes.
With some of the most amazing people doing the songs? Well, Elton John is getting his own one-day music stream on Amazon Music. It's called The Soundboard, and it's going to start on Friday, featuring Elton's own recordings and all of the cover versions from Revamp and Restoration. And by the way, those two albums also released on Friday. But to make it even cooler, they're going to have exclusive interviews with some of the artists on the tribute album, including Chris Martin of Coldplay and Brandon Flowers from The Killers.
All right.
Why'd you do that story, Allie? Because I love those two so very, very much. And sad news, Mini-Me star Vern Troyer, he was hospitalized on Monday night after his friends called 911 to report that he was drunk and suicidal.
Oh, no.
So the police and fire departments came, and they had to transport him to a hospital, and he's being held for 72 hours. Which is it's just so sad.
That is sad.
So very sad. And Colin Farrell has reportedly checked into rehab voluntarily at a place in Arizona called The Meadows. Us Weekly says that he put himself in there. It was voluntary. He was not using again, but needed to do a little reset and get things back in alignment to make sure he doesn't use again. Colin was originally in rehab in 2005 after filming Miami Vice. Which, I mean, Miami Vice.
Right.
I forgot. That existed.
Yeah, it did. It wasn't, you know, great. It
wasn't a great one.
No.
But pastel suits, they wore those.
They did. They had that down.
Looked real good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. You know, I want to play a little bit of a nostalgic song for you. It's by a band called The. And here's the thing. The is back. Matt Johnson is taking his band back out on the road for its first North American tour in 18 years. And the lineup is going to include musicians from all three of his world tours. And the reason people are super excited, there's a rumor that former Smiths guitarist Johnny Marr could be aboard, since he was also a former member of The. Also new album in the works, but I just wanted to hear the song again.
coming.
Just killing it, right?
Killing it. You can barely hear Johnny Marr on that one, but he's there. I hate you so much. Remember that song?
I do.
Way back in the day, and then it was on Empire Records in that movie. Didn't make the soundtrack, though, which I found questionable.
Okay.
But, again, why with the sidetracked today?
You're very sidetracked today.
Saying.
Very much so.
Oh, goodness. And finally, some very sad, sad news for the fine folks of Taco Bell, Wendy's, and Burger King, because Chick-fil-A is on track to become the third biggest fast food restaurant in the United States.
Who's first and second?
Well, thanks for asking, mm-hmm. Kevin. McDonald's is number one.
Sure.
Starbucks is number two. But here's the thing with Chick-fil-A. They aren't open Sunday, so that's a whole day that they're not making money. And there's only 2,300 Chick-fil-A locations in the U.S., so there's not a ton of them. They make about $4 million a year, each location.
Wow.
Unbelievable, right? So if you think about it, Chick-fil-A, 2,300 locations across America. Mm-hmm. McDonald's, over 14,000. Open Sunday.
Wow.
Open 24 hours. Chick-fil-A. What
killing
are you doing?
It.
I've never had Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Is that weird?
No.
Ask me how much McDonald's I've had.
How much McDonald's have you had?
All.
Say.
All. I think about those hash browns and I think about those fries and how they glisten and my heart gets happy.
I mean, it's my favorite restaurant. It is for real.
I love that you called it a restaurant because really it is for you.
I mean, for real, yeah.
You just bring a candle, you sit there.
Pretty much.
A romantic date night with the wife. Oh, God bless you. Some birthdays for you. We've got Robert Downey Jr., David Blaine, James Rhode. By the way, David Blaine, did I ever tell you about when I sat next to him at a restaurant in New York?
No, please do.
And I got an omelet, and it was huge, like to the point where even the server was like, wow, this is a huge breakfast for you. And he kind of glanced over, and I don't know if he was annoyed just by us in general,
mm-hmm.
but I looked at him, and I said, watch me make this disappear, magic guy.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You called him magic guy?
I did. He didn't love me.
That's surprising.
Happy birthday, David Blaine. Eric Andre, Natasha Lyonne, and David Cross. That's what's happening.
Thank you, Ellie. And your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we talk to Dr. Drew. We've got Jordan Klepper in.
Oh,
love him so much.
The best.
The host of The Opposition with Jordan Klepper. And we've got your three-day passes for Coachella as well tomorrow morning.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-Rock.
I thought I could trust you with this special job, Kevin.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.